This is kind of ramping things up here as we dig into the middle part of June. There's a lot going on. There's Grassy Award voting going on, and we are now officially a month away from the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, this year presented by Woodman Life. And, of course, the week before that, you're going to be kicking off your 4th of July week with a visit to the Big Butler Fair to see the Clarks and the Borstal Boys in action, presented by Shady Lady Productions and supported by The Rock Station 97.7. And, well, that'll be our topic of discussion here tonight. So we've got a lot going on, Mr. Burgess.
Yeah, it's time to start lifting some weights and eating some vitamins, I think, because it's going to be a busy next few weeks. So.
Hydrate.
Thank you, Bob.
One thing that we learned last year is you can't just hydrate the week of Band Jam. You got to start the month ahead of time.
Yeah, it gets hot down in that bowl sometimes, doesn't it? You're watching the wind move the trees up along the rim, and everybody's all nice and cool, and you're down there, and this air is not moving.
Right. And it's not only that. You know, you're sweating about the next act getting on and everything going well. So, you know, there's a lot to that.
Yeah.
Of course, Sin, you've had a lot going on with regard to the events and planning and here it hits high gear, so we're excited. We're going to be visiting with Greg Joseph, bass player and vocalist of the Clarks, a longtime legendary local group who will be a part of that Big Butler Fair get-together, which will be kicking off Friday, June 28th. So a great way to kick off your July stretch run and the heart of summer that will be here. But the Borstal Boys will take the stage around 7:30 on Friday, June 28th, and then the Clarks around 9. Bike night at the fair, so for $5 you can get in on your bike, and the price of admission gets you into the show.
Yeah, the concert's free with admission into the fair. So, yeah. And they have it's the Big Butler Fair. They call it big for a reason. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, fair in this whole part of the region. So, it's a big deal.
Well, like many people coming in from many different states to the Band Jam, you know, it's many different counties from Western Pennsylvania that come for the Big Butler Fair. That's how big it is, and it's amazing to see how many people you do bump into. And, you know, where are you from? Well, I'm from Greensburg, because they don't have events like that down in that area. So they all come here, and it's a great opportunity to showcase some local music as well, you know, with all of the fun surrounding that. So, again, that's how you get into the fair. Then the following week, you can be a part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life. Tickets are still on sale for that. $20 gets you in the door for the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. 17 and under get in free.
Yep, 17 and under are free. This is a family event. Camping is separate. That's handled through Cooper's Lake Campground. And we've got to throw this out, too. They usually stop the online reservations for that about a week prior to the Band Jam. So you want to move on that. They'll still take reservations, but you'll have to phone them in or stop in or do it when you show up at the gate to check in. So if you want to pick your spot ahead of time, I recommend you get online. TheBandJam.com, link you right over to Cooper's Lake Campground, and you can pick your site there. If you don't want to camp, that's fine. You can come and go all weekend on that $20. So.
Yeah, you'll have your armband on. You can come and go. Just keep the armband with you or on you. Wear it for the weekend. It is a badge of honor, and you will find that out when you get to the Band Jam. But yeah, it really saves yourself a little bit of hassle if you're planning to coming out and want to stay for the weekend. Once you have that reservation done, you just kind of pull in and you check in. Boom, you're off to your site. You can get things set up. A lot of people came in last year on Thursday, which was cool to see, especially if you're, you know, if you're wheeling in a motorhome or a trailer. You know, you can come out on Thursday and get set up and enjoy all of Friday, and then we kick the music off by 5 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was out there Thursday and just watching them roll in and getting to talk to them, and that's, you find out that they're coming from the surrounding states in for this event. So pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. But again, if you're behind the eight ball and don't get things organized, that's okay. You can still show up that day. Tickets at the gate will be $25, and you will be able to reserve a spot. It's just going to be, they're going to put you wherever the room is. So get ahead of it by going to our website, as Utah mentioned, thebandjam.com.
And with close to 500 acres, they'll fit you in somewhere.
Yeah, I think they've got room for you. So, and of course,
we're not that big yet.
Yeah, and we're going to have a number of great acts. You're going to kick things off Friday night with the Noble Hops Band, right up through Shag Dog, Melonhead, hanging things out at around 11 o'clock or so. They'll be jamming right up to midnight. And then, of course, the next day we kick it off right around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, a little bit of acoustic material, and then we'll build it up. The afternoon is just going to be you're gonna watch a bunch of headliners jamming in the middle of the afternoon, and then we had a little bit of acoustic break, and then it builds back up again to the nightcap Saturday night.
Well, you'll get a taste of that with our next two episodes, which are our Band Jam preview shows. So you'll be able to hear the lineup and everything. And Miranda Brannon's going to be kicking things off on Saturday. And, wow, I mean, she's totally bought in. She already sold all of her tickets, requested double what already sent her out. They said they got them sold. And so just thank you. Thank you, Miranda. That's awesome.
Oh, that's
appreciate
fantastic.
It. And spreading the word and
yeah,
being a part of it.
And that's what it's all about, and getting everybody to come out and enjoy a great weekend. And, again, there will be food trucks there. There'll be you'll want for nothing. I recommend that if you're not coming to stay for the weekend and don't have a place to lay your hat, then bring yourself a nice chair or bring yourself a beach blanket. You can put it on the hillside and sit on it or sit on a chair and wheel in your own cooler. Because that's the only thing you won't be able to buy out there except for the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers beer tent Saturday night for a few hours. So wheel in your own beverages. For the kids, you don't even have to do that because they've got that covered at the camp store and everything else. There's going to be a lot going on out there. So it's about the only thing you have to worry about.
We'll have some food and craft vendors out there. And, of course, we got to thank our sponsors, Woodman Life, for stepping up and sponsoring this year's event, and our stage sponsor, McDonald's.
Yeah, local McDonald's restaurants. And we'll go through the whole list coming up here in the second half because, what, we want to play a couple of tunes, and then we are jumping into a visit with Greg Joseph from the Clarks. We're excited for that. Going to bring you a brand new act, our first appearance anyway, for them on the Grassroots Show. And we just they got in touch with us over the weekend, said, hey, we just released a brand new album literally in the last week. They're a five-piece Pittsburgh rock band. And they said they've been in the business of bangers and bops 5 years now, but they're all under the age of 18, or the oldest member is 18. So everybody's in the teenage years. And they love to do, when they jam, they love to do some covers of their favorite bands, but they have written some sincere originals, they say. And we've got one of those. Called Heavy Dreamer. This is a band called the Electric Army. I think you're going to like this. They've got a great blend of some underground stylings, some hard rock, alternative. It's a great mix here. I think these guys are pretty talented.
All right, well, we'll go from the young kids to these old guys right here. And you'll hear us talk a little bit more about them during the show as well, because they will be opening up for the Clarks at the Big Butler Fair. And that's the Borstal Boys. And I will play their song, Marlene June.
not for lack of trying. I saw with my own eyes how undignified turn into someone that I swore you'd never be. Marlene June, there's a room for the unbelievers, the true deceivers that knew when their time was due. Some people never learn, and those that don't, they might get burned. Do your job in your time, take home what you earn, and when it's time, you take your turn. I hear they
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You found the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you, and we're brought to you this segment by our friends at the Rainbow Inn, where you'll find lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. And at the corner of the bar, Utah, awaiting your purchase of a 24-ounce man can special for him.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can hook me up. I won't complain.
323 2nd Street in Freeport, our longest-running sponsor of the show. We appreciate the Rainbow being a part of celebrating local music. And I don't know if we can celebrate local music in grander style than throw a big party at the Big Butler Fair. And something that seems like it has become a tradition as much as the Clarks music in Western Pennsylvania. And that being the Clarks kicking off the Big Butler Fair, that is their slogan, always over the 4th. But it's going to be kicking off on Friday, June 28th, with a big event. And that is being produced by Shady Lady Productions. And coming to the fair, of course, will be the Clarks with the opener of the Boystow Boys. It's a bike night, and we'll have more details on how you can get in on that. But we want to welcome one of the members of the Clarks to the show here tonight, Mr. Greg Joseph. You'll know him up there playing that bass guitar. Greg, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. Great to have you on board, and excited to have the Clarks back to open up the Big Butler Fair this year. I know that's one of your many traditions, but I'm sure a fan favorite.
Yeah, after taking a year off, it's good to be back there. We've been, I don't know how many years we've been doing that, but that's kind of one of the highlights of the summer, I have to admit. Like walking around the fair and getting my my fill of fair food every year.
Chris, how many years is it now that you guys have been playing music together, Greg?
We have been together, we would be coming up on our 33rd year together, if you can believe it.
That's just unbelievable. New material out. I know we've been playing a couple of different songs from your new works that has been getting some national airplay, too, again. Congratulations on that. Is that kind of what you guys have been up to here in the last year?
Yeah, actually the past couple of years have been real busy for us. The most recent project is, you know, whenever you're together as long as we have, you got a lot of songs to put out there, and we put together a compilation CD, which is called Between Now and Then, Volume 2, which is kind of a summary of the last 10 or so years, and then the previous year we put out a full-length, all-original CD, which is Madly in Love at the End of the World.
And it continues the great Clark style. I mean, you guys have just been such a mainstay in this area, but with new songs like In Blood, and I know we're going to be playing Sign of the Times and some of the material that you guys have done in the past here as well. But when we see you live at the fair, is it going to be kind of a blend of some of the new and old?
Yeah, we always fit in a little bit of the the old stuff. It's hard to do a show without somebody getting upset if we don't do some of the classics. You just can't walk away without doing some of those things. But the thing that really is fun for us these days is kind of doing the newer stuff, the things that we haven't done a billion times in the past. And I enjoy doing the newer stuff myself, but you know, when you see the reaction of the fans whenever you play Cigarette or Penny on the Floor, you really can't ignore playing those tunes.
Have you guys been excited to see the response with the album Madly in Love at the End of the World, getting some national vibe again?
Yeah, it's interesting. In this day and age where radio is changing and the whole concept of listening to music has changed into streaming and different alternative modes of listening, which are actually the mainstream ways of listening these days. You never know what's going to happen once you throw a project out there, and I always love to see the numbers come in and see who's listening and where they're listening and why they're listening.
Again, we're talking with Greg Joseph of the Clarks here tonight on the Grassroots Show, and they are going to be at the Big Butler Fair. They'll take the stage on June 28th, right around 9 o'clock, and the Boystow Boys will be opening things up at 7:30, so a great night of great local music, and of course, a lot of people are going to be anxious to see the Clarks take the stage that night. Keeping the music fresh for you guys, is that a difficult thing to do after 33 years, or have you found that knack has not changed over the years?
No, you have to stay current, and that's I think part of our longevity is due to the fact that we always are striving to put out new material and stay fresh and stay young at heart and keep the fans interested in new material. I don't think we would have fun if we were just turning ourselves into sort of a legacy band.
And so, sadly, that happens to a lot of bands, especially even on the national scene. And I think part of that is because people aren't as accepting as the new material, you know, because you want to hear that mainstream song that you heard in 1985 for some reason.
Exactly.
You know?
I think we've kind of weaned our fans toward that, to, you know, always expect something new, that we just can't sit still and do the same old, same old. And it turns into a really cool cycle for us, because once we get sort of tired of playing out for a year or two, you say, boy, I can't wait to get back in the studio. And then you get back in the studio and you finish a record and you're like, boy, I can't wait to get out and play these tunes live for people. So it's a cycle that keeps on going and going. And once we get into the creative process of doing the studio stuff, we just have a lot of fun doing that and getting together and knowing that we still can create and get songs on the radio. I think that's really the true joy for us. And just being together on stage has been a real pleasure the past couple of years, too.
Yeah, I don't think you've missed a step creatively. You guys just keep cranking out high-quality stuff.
We'll see what we can do, you know, coming up. I've already got a jump on that. Just, you know, in the past couple of weeks, started to sit down and say, okay, what are we going to do for the next record? And I think we'll continue to keep some pretty intriguing things going for the next record.
With the advent of technology and the online source that we have, has that allowed you guys to maybe control a little bit of what you're doing and not be under the wraps of a record label per se, like some of the old days?
Boy, doing two interview segments isn't going to cover my opinions on this whole, you know, new world of music. But, you know, it has both effects, really. It allows you to get music directly to the world within seconds, which is pretty amazing. So your fan base, potential fan base, is the world, as compared to the old days where there were sort of gatekeepers, you know, the record station or the radio stations, the record labels, sort of, you know, they were the ones that let the music get exposed or not get exposed. Conversely, you know, the way you get paid for music through streaming is certainly a low, low, low number. And the dollars that come from, you know, when we were pressing CDs independently and selling 30 or 40,000, those kind of numbers in making music just aren't there. I feel bad for bands these days trying to make money. I'm not sure how they make money when streaming is really the only way. Or putting out vinyl is the only way that you can make money off of the actual music itself.
Yeah, yeah, it does present an interesting dilemma, no doubt about it. I mean, especially even for radio stations on our side of it, you know, to be respectful of the bands, at the same time trying to survive the corporate world. It's an interesting struggle, and going to be interesting to see where it goes. To be honest with you, especially. Without ripping off the bands, which seems to be the process, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, yeah, there are some issues coming up. I know currently with, you know, should bands be paid royalties from radio played music, which they haven't been in the U.S. Ever, really. And that's going to become the next sort of hot potato coming up. But even the way your business works, it's going to be different. You know, the way you have to run a show or run your airtime is different when you're competing with the streaming world. And how do you get younger people involved in that? And, you know, do you run special shows versus just playing songs? And it's interesting. I don't think radio will go anywhere, but it certainly will have to adjust the way it does its on-air thing.
Yeah. Well, one thing we won't have to adjust is standing in front of the stage and watching the Clarks perform at the Big Butler Fair. Greg Joseph with us here tonight. And, Greg, let's play one of the – why don't we go to the first cut on the last studio album, Madly in Love at the End of the World. We'll do the song She's on Fire. Can you give us a little intro for that?
Yeah, that's a song that I wrote a couple of years back, and you know, Scott and Rob and Dave, they all have young kids, and the other guys that help us out in the band have young kids, and you know, I see that they show up on the weekends, you know, and have stories about kids, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, and I wrote this song sort of as a tribute to all the kids in our Clark family, but it, you know, it sort of gets geared toward you know, what happens when they start growing up as they are, and the trials and tribulations that happen all through that process of growing up. And you know, Scott was writing songs about young kids for the past few years, and I said, hey, I don't have kids, but I can write songs about kids too.
Very cool. She's on fire. It's the Clarks tonight on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7.
There's a tree in the backyard. She used to climb and now it's run out of rings. One thing that never grows old is how her daddy sings. She's on fire.
somebody to love you, somebody to hold you when you dream, somebody to warn you, somebody to silence all your screams, somebody to love.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Get your holiday weekend started in style with Pittsburgh's own Michael Glubicki of Rusted Root, with Dirk Miller and special guests at JB's Roadside Pavilion Wednesday, July 3rd. Hear a night of your Rusted Root favorites with new music, too. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or JB's Roadside Bar and Grill's Facebook page. Bring your lawn chair, grab a drink, and come enjoy Rusted Root's Michael Glubicki Wednesday, July 3rd at JB's Roadside Bar and Grill Pavilion, Saxonburg Boulevard, Curtisville. Just minutes from Route 8 South.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by Bros's Superette at the corner of South Main Street and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. High on the hill, right on the price. They've got it all. Homemade sides and salads, deli meats, cheeses, various cuts of meats, steaks for your grill. They've got it all. Stop on by and tell them the Grassroots Show sent you, and that you probably need a bag full of goodies, like some hot sticks to carry out to the Clark Show at the Big Butler Fair. Of course, I don't know, you're probably going to want to have those funnel cakes or John the Greek's gyros, but you can have it all when you're at the Big Butler Fair this year and kicking things off with the Clarks, with the Borstal Boys taking the stage at around 7:30. The Clarks will hit the stage at 9, and it's a bike night. So for the price of admission for your ticket, you get to see the show, and it's $5 to get in on your bike. It's a great way to kick off the fair on June 28th.
Sure is.
Yeah, it's Friday, June 28th. The Clarks will be there. We're visiting with Greg Joseph from the Clarks tonight, and we just heard another cut from their most recent studio album, a song called Dance on the Bar. Can you give us a little background on that song, Greg?
Well, that's a Scott song. Scott Blasey wrote that song, and certainly one of my favorites on the record. You really have to ask him about the theme of that song. I try and stay away from that a little bit, but I believe that's a song geared or written about his wife.
Very cool.
And potentially dancing on the bar somewhere.
Potentially.
Potentially. Yeah, I don't want to give anything away.
Well, you can read between the lines on the lyrics then, and make your own determination on that. Again, Madly in Love at the End of the World, of course, the name of that particular album, and, of course, the most recent material you guys put out between now, Volume 2, between now and then. So the legacy has been that strong, 30-plus years, to have two great packages of material put together from you guys. How do you sit down and go through all of the songs that you do have and determine what you're going to put on a particular album?
For the compilation CDs, we leave that to Scott. He's sort of the band music historian of sorts. But I think the process is fairly straightforward. And you know, what's getting airplay? What have been the most popular songs from the past, however many years, we like to put those on as, and you know, not that they're greatest hits, but they're the most responded to songs generally. by fans and by radio, and then we try and put in some cuts that we that either did not make a record in the past or new songs that we recorded, and you know, put together kind of a nice, well-rounded package. And you know, we're always thinking about if somebody comes to a show that's a newer fan and wants to get an experience of, you know, who are the Clarks? Do we want to sell them just the latest current record, or can we give them a little bit of a retrospective and a greatest hits thing to get them involved in the band?
When you guys are putting together a particular show, how do you keep it fresh for you guys as players, or do you just still have, after, you know, 30 plus years, that much fun jamming together on stage?
It can get a little old, certainly, and we always are making a pretty good habit of putting together new material. I'm just holding in my hand right now an extensive email from Rob, our guitar player, that has a whole list of songs that that we are going to try and get into the set list, that we're going to put in, we're going to take out. I think we're going to be a little more active in changing over the set lists and just trying to make it fresh. And I think that's the magic of it, is showing up every night and looking at the set list and saying, oh, you know, I haven't played that in a while. Or here's something new, or here's something challenging. You know, it's that's part of the fun, I think, for everybody, is that you're using your brain while you're on stage and you're just not on autopilot.
I know each year, and following you guys online and seeing your online posts, you guys have a pretty extensive history of working the East Coast, especially during the summer months. You know, we know what the Clarks mean to Pittsburgh music and the reception and the excitement people have. Do you have hot spots where you guys go and get that same kind of vibe?
Yeah, absolutely. As we get down the East Coast, you know, Myrtle Beach, Charlotte, Raleigh, over into Philly, D.C., all the way up to New York, and sort of our to the west, we get out to Cleveland, Columbus, Chicago, in those areas, and there's a good reception all around. And you know, part of that, which is an interesting story, is that, you know, for so many years, when we started, people were leaving Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh, you know, they're awfully loyal people, as you know, from, you know, Steeler fans, Penguin fans. Those people show up everywhere. And when we play in D.C. and down the coast, there are Pittsburgh people everywhere that sort of provide a built-in crowd for us in each of those towns. And then you kind of bring in the locals as well, and it's worked out, you know, hey, it's worked out successfully for 33 years.
Yeah, certainly has. And I guess that, you know, that's a great point, because when you talk as sports fans to people who are living in different areas, you know, there always seems to be that Steeler sports bar that is in every town.
And, everywhere.
Yeah. And so those people are going to recognize the name of the Clarks, and I'm sure it's a thrill for them to not have to travel back to Pittsburgh to see you guys.
And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Well, we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you here tonight, Greg, and talk and reminisce a little bit about the Clarks. You guys, if I remember the story correctly from years ago, this all surrounded a little get-together in, Indiana, Pennsylvania is kind of the bed of where the Clarks came out of.
Yep, we started there back in our IUP college days, and Rob sort of channeled us all together in the same room, and we made this thing happen. And hey, 33 years later, again, I certainly wouldn't anticipate being here doing this thing, but good fortune came our way, and certainly you know, great stations like yourselves and the Big Butler Fair, among other great venues that we've played, have been instrumental in keeping us happy and rolling all these years.
Well, Greg, I will say this. It is amazing when, you know, we talk to people or visit with people, or somebody's coming along going, man, the Big Butler Fair's back, the Clarks are kicking things off, the excitement that comes from them is just truly amazing. And that is out of respect, and no doubt, with what you guys have done for the music community here in Western Pennsylvania, and obviously all over regionally as well. And we give you a big salute on that. We're excited to be a part of it this year to help bring you guys in and have some fun on Friday, June 28th.
Well, cool. We're looking forward to, as we always do, eating the catered brisket from the place across from the Butler County Fair.
Fairground Market.
So that's my big highlight for the year.
Ah, the old Fairground Market, no doubt about it.
Is that what it is, the Fairground Market? Yep. That stuff is excellent.
Yeah. Well, Greg Joseph, appreciate jamming with you here tonight, and we're going to play a couple more tunes. We're going to dig back into the archives a little bit and bring up Part of My Life and Sign of the Times. Can you kind of give us an intro of those?
Yeah, those two were songs that didn't make an actual album specifically when they were first recorded. They were sort of bonus tracks at the time, and now they really get to see the light of day on a publicly available album or CD or streaming. And those are the two songs that we're excited about that we have not really played out. So these will be kind of a Butler exclusive that we finally get out and start playing these tunes live.
Well, you folks out there listening tonight are going to be in the know of what's happening on June 28th then. And be sure to check it out, Between Now and Then, Volume 2, the latest compilation, and, of course, the last studio album, Madly in Love at the End of the World. We're going to play Part of My Life and Sign of the Times and get you folks excited about getting your fair tickets so that you can be a part of the event. The Clarks with openers, the Borstal Boys, coming up on Friday, June 28th. Greg Joseph, our honor to visit with you here tonight. We appreciate you tuning in and checking out the Grassroots Show with
us. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thanks, Utah. Thanks, Bob.
Will you be a part of my life today? Make me believe, be the words to a song. No one will have to explain. Give it a chance, tell me what can go wrong. Will you hold me tight? Outer spaces, and then we'll disappear.
Gotta get up early in the morning. Gotta be in the city by the afternoon. Some stately mansion, some silver spoon. Turn around and I kiss her in the darkness. Stop a while and she smiles from the edge of the bed. Some words considered, but nothing said.
It's finally time for you to plan that amazing summer cookout. Who would be better to stock up from than Bros' Superette? Load up on frozen burger patties, kielbasa, and hot dogs along with some of their delicious deli items. There are plenty to choose from like coleslaw, potato salad, linguine, and a whole lot more. So stop by to grab everything you'll need for your summer cookout. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 4 at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler. High on the hill, right on the price is Bros' Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
The Friday Night Concert Series continues in the city of Butler at Historic Pullman Park Friday night, June 28th. Catch the Red Lines, Mellophobia, and more. Also on the 28th, catch Washboard Tony at the Elwood City Fest in the afternoon from 2 to 3:30. Then he moves on to Phyllis Stock, the Harmony Fest, Saturday at 5 p.m. Also Saturday, June 29th, It's an open mic night with Samantha Sears at the Clarion River Brewing Company beginning at 7 p.m. And don't miss out on Tuesday, July 2nd, and an opportunity to catch Jimmy Mack and the Attack. It's the Tuesday Blues Day at Wolfie's Pub. And on Friday, July 5th, it's Gigaroo 2019 at the Islin Community Park. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, on Saturday, June 29th, it's the summer kickoff at Gatto Harley-Davidson in Tarentum from 11 to 3. There will be food, prizes, giveaways, and live music, of course, presented by Shady Lady, featuring Mary Lou Scherter. On Saturday, July 6th, it's another round at the Big Butler Fair and Prospect as Shady Lady brings in Blackhawk with special guests, the Shiners and the Hobbs Sisters. 7 o'clock showtime, and that's free with your fair admission, just like Friday, June 28th, as the Rock Station 97.7 joins with Shady Lady Productions to bring in the Clarks. Special guest openers will be the Borstal Boys at 7:30. The Clarks take the stage at 9, also free with your fair admission. And it's a bike night. That means $5 bikes get you in. Gates for that will open at 4. That's Friday, June 28th.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Once again, thanking the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. They are one of our key sponsors, along with the Rainbow Inn and Bros' Superette. We appreciate their support. And, of course, from the Meat Locker Recording Studio, you have heard the reigning Grassy Award-winning song from Anger the Ant. You got to hear some of the music that will be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life this year. And that's, of course, the band Meat Hook that emerged out of the walls of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So we appreciate to Jim Harpell and his sponsorship of our show here every Sunday night. And thanks to Greg Joseph visiting with us from the Clarks tonight. And we've got your next month planned out. Each and every weekend, you're going to be doing something fun, including kicking off the Big Butler Fair with a visit from the Clarks and the Borstal Boys, Friday, June 28th. Then it's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And coming up after the Band Jam, our recap show is going to feature a visit from John Vento and Moondog, Ronnie Esser, talking about the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. So that's the end of July. So you got something going on every weekend for you to enjoy.
Yeah, it's all music related. Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, it really doesn't. So encourage you to get those tickets for the Band Jam. Don't forget, our Grassy nominations are in high gear. In fact, we're a little over a month in. It's only a month long of voting, but we're a little over half of our month for you to vote on the Grassy Award-winning song.
I'll help you out there, Bob. There's just 1 week left.
Well, yeah. Okay. Is it that much? I take a vacation for a week and I get lost, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Grassy Award voting, 977rocks.com. You can vote once a day through June 30th, and then we are going to announce the winner at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival on stage. We don't know if that band's going to be there because that's in your hands right now at 977rocks.com. Seven of the acts that were nominated this year are going to be at Band Jam. So there's a better than 50% chance that we'll be announcing it to the winner, but we don't know that. So
got to be there to find out. Bandjam.com.
There you go, thebandjam.com, and get in on it. And again, vote now, 977rocks.com through June 30th, and we'll announce the winner and see who takes over from Anger the Ant, our two-time reigning champs. Of course, we mentioned Woodman Life sponsoring our Band Jam this year, and of course, the return of our stage sponsor, our local McDonald's restaurants. We want to thank Cummings Candy and Coffee for being one of our sponsors of the Band Jam this year, along with Aqua Solutions, Ram Automotive, Mark Regis State Farm down in Mars, Bauman Auto Repair, as well as Lamat Productions, and of course, Cooper's Lake Campground, joining with Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7 to present our Band Jam event that is coming up again, second week in July. It is always the second weekend in July. It is Friday, July 12th, Saturday, July 13th. You need to be there. Go to thebandjam.com. If you'd like to order your tickets right online, you can do it there. If you'd like to link over to Cooper's Lake Campground and reserve your spot, you can also get in touch with them. You can see all of the lineup acts right down through. And as a matter of fact, starting next week, we will have 2 weeks of preview shows, and we'll go through that lineup from start to finish.
Yep, looking forward to it. Ready to go.
Speaking of go,
I set that right up for
boy,
you.
Boy, you were waiting. You were laying in wait, weren't you? Of course, the gentleman we had on previously here, Chris Jameson, just released a brand new CD and EP. And he did this song live in studio with us, but this is the recorded version. This is the first single from that new EP. Chris Jameson, of course, was a runner-up on The Voice, the NBC television show. And has a great new EP out. I mean, just listen to this song, and it's going to give you a great sample of the power this young man has in his voice. Chris Jameson will do a song, Go.
All right. I say we take the show out with some Dinner Bell Road and their song, Living Without You Ain't Hell. And this features Jennifer Lynn Baker, and just let her know that all of our thoughts are still with her.
Amen. And we'll visit again next week on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Can't shake the things that shake me inside. Slowly losing control of my own life. I'm a prisoner of my own mind. Things that used to be so easy, things I always knew were true. Now I'm sick and get set. Gotta play it cool, blend in with the crowd. People always asking why I haven't been around. Just put on a smile and walk out the house. Things that used to be so easy, things I always knew were true. Now I'm sick and get set.
always known. And let the other stuff go. Let it all go.
You said you'd go, but I never thought you would. So shame on me. And now you're gone.
You say you try a little harder now and then, but you lie. Yeah, I'm gone.
Well, I was wrong to think that I could love that bar stool. Love you, girl, come back home. If I swear to be the man you thought I'd be so long ago, you gotta let me try.
To WLER, Butler, Cranberry.
Here's to 40 more years of rock.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
station that rocks the docks, shakes the lakes, and rules the pools all summer long.
We will rock you.
The Rock Station. Station 97.7.
Tell me not to play.
Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station. 97.7.
You're going. More rock next.
The Rock Station.
You've probably heard that radio is the leading reach platform with over 93% of adults listening to AM/FM radio each month. That's an average of more than 243 million, which is higher than TV, PC, smartphone, and even tablet usage. Radio is stronger than ever as more ways to listen emerge, extending its reach to the majority of the American public, including millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers too. Because radio works in real time, the emotional connections made through audio have more of an impact on consumers than video or print. Business conditions can change quickly, and radio is flexible, offering fast production turnaround times, allowing advertisers to put the right message out at the right time. As a media consultant, it's my job to help you fine-tune your message, schedule it with the correct frequency on the right media platform so that you consistently reach your target audience. At Butler Radio Network, helping your business succeed is our business. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit ButlerRadio.com and click on advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
Join St. Barnabas Charities Saturday, August 3rd for the Free Care 5K presented by Paraca Interiors Flooring America. Cash prizes for top male and female finishers. Fun post-race party with food, music, prizes, and medals. Register online at FreeCare5K.com or call 724-625-3770. Benefits the St. Barnabas Free Care Fund.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Rock Station.
Mm-hmm.